I wish people knew.
I wish that people knew.
I would like people to know.
I wish people knew that kind.
Your Northern Michigan neighbors have things on their mind they'd like you to know about. This You Should Know is a series from Red Pine Radio, a community radio workshop. Today, we hear from a man who has woodworking on his mind.
Hi, I'm Matt Nestor with Interlochen Public Radio, and I'm speaking with...
Jack Hannert. I live near Lake Ann, Michigan.
Jack, what do you think people should know about carving wooden spoons?
Oh, man. A lot. They should know an awful lot. But I will say that greenwood is helpful. So by green, I mean more recently alive. You can't just pick a piece of wood up off the ground and expect to make a good, usable object. But if you can find like some freshly cut wood, it'll hold up much better, carve nicer, easier on the hands. I would recommend having a designated wood carving knife with a really intense bevel. I like a Mora, but there are lots of other Sloyd-style knives are available. The long bevel helps it cleave the wood nicely. I've been on a bit of a maple kick lately. Birch is a great classic carving wood. Cherry, lovely, good color. And I've just heard that the community at large is into buying wooden spoons also. So welcome all carvers.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
That piece was produced for Red Pine Radio by Matt Nestor. If you want to find out more about Red Pine Radio, visit iprnews.org.